The potential high-quality sound that the invention of digital audio promised has been plagued by the pursuit to make recordings sound louder and louder within the constraints of the digital domain itself. This fool's errand, which has been referred to as the loudness war, introduced extreme forms of distortion into many recordings unnecessarily. The great irony is that the very technology that had the potential of creating recordings of unparalleled quality is the exact same technology used to damage these same recordings with techniques such as compression, clipping, and other quality-robbing schemes, all in that attempt to make end recordings sound as loud as possible within the constraints of the storage format, usually with radio broadcasting in mind, an attempt to make a song sound louder than others on the dial. To add insult to injury, the recording industry became populated with hucksters, all marketing gimmicks that claimed to improve the sound of recordings, allegedly by overcoming the shortfalls of early digital recording formats. These claims all revolve around the notion that the digital recording standards pioneered by the brilliant minds at Sony, Philips, and Matsushita were short-sighted and were victims of the limitations of digital recording processes of their time period. Of course, the engineers who understand those pioneering formats also realize just how good that they actually are at encoding the audio signal. And we assert that all of the claims that those early standards were obsolete or subpar to human hearing in any way are in fact snake oil. The good news is that there is now an advancement in audio post-mastering that truly is innovative. The spectrolayer process, sometimes pronounced spectrolayer, has been in development for over a decade and combines proprietary technology such as AI, with the belief that the minds who established the original 44.1 kHz 16-bit PCM playback specifications knew exactly what they were doing. Therefore, mixing down to those formats can yield unparalleled sound quality, providing that mastering and post-mastering approaches take full advantage of what we have learned about human hearing. Spectrolayer instead focuses on where real improvements can be made and not claiming a need to reinvent the proverbial wheel. The merger of truly new approaches to post-mastering audio creates improvements in sound quality that are breathtaking. Spectrolayer is marketed by providing a free post-mastered sample of material chosen by the decision makers themselves. The Spectrolayer challenge is simply this: let your own in-house engineers make it as good as they can. Then listen to the same material post-mastered with Spectrolayer. You'll know immediately why you want Spectrolayer to be the final step in the processing chain before commercial release. In simple terms, why would you trust a sales pitch more than your own ears? The improvements in sound quality are just as substantial and clearly audible as are the differences between early attempts at speech synthesis compared with the benefits realized by using AI to generate synthetic speech, like you are listening to right now. And then say goodbye to the snake oil salesman.